From beanies to carry bags and from shoes to caps, browse our shop now at tntradio.live. Live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Just got the call yesterday from a listener here. We got the call yesterday from somebody who said, look, at the time for discussion is over. And you'll remember what I said to this caller. I said, look, you're not going to, it's not going to be ambiguous. When the other side makes its move, it's not going to be something that you're going to be able to debate. It's something that every American who believes in and loves our country, which excludes Democrats, they're going to know. And look, I didn't do much show prep, and I did this for a specific reason, because I normally do. That's not correct. I did a lot of show prep. But what I didn't do was formulate exactly in which order and how things, the way I normally do, unfold and build on themselves throughout the course of the program. I didn't do that today because I wanted my reactions to be organic, if that makes any sense. I wanted my analysis to be from the heart and unvarnished. I wanted to be the exact opposite of John Cornyn. Let's put it that way. I wanted to be genuine. I wanted to be the exact opposite of Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney. I wanted to be genuine. I wanted to be the opposite of so-called Republican leaders who have sat on their wrinkly and ample rear ends and allowed this to happen. Governor Ron DeSantis came out yesterday after the Trump indictment was announced and said he's not going to cooperate with any extradition orders for President Trump to New York. See, that's a fundamental understanding. Now, some political observers who are stupid enough to think that, well, this is just business as usual. This is just a primary season, and America isn't forever changed. Ron DeSantis knows better. Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy, Mike Pompeo, who is not officially declared, neither is DeSantis, to be honest with you. Although I haven't heard from Nikki Haley. Maybe she put out a statement overnight that I'm unaware of. But there's an acceptance that what is happening here transcends primary politics. And the very real sense that if they can do this to a president, an America First president, what are they going to do to me? And I think every American who's paying attention, which again excludes Democrats, and every American who's thinking, which excludes Democrats, you guys should have seen what the sewer was up to yesterday. What Twitter was up to yesterday. Oh, they're going to get him. They're going to get him. Oh, yeah, he's going to jail. They have no idea. They have no idea of the merits of the case. They have no idea of what it means to be an American. They have no idea about our judicial system. They have no clue. And folks, there's a soundbite that I played yesterday on Newsmax of Deb Haaland before all of this broke. And Deb Haaland is the Interior Secretary, and she is one of the most stupid women you'll ever run into. She's an idiot. I mean, we had it confirmed that Joe Biden is staffing his administration with people as mentally compromised and unqualified as he is. We had it confirmed yesterday. Deb Haaland is a know-nothing Soviet-style apparatchik who was put in her job because she checked some boxes, and she was put in there for political patronage. She has no idea how to do her job. Neither does Mayor Pete Buttigieg. No idea how to do their jobs, and they don't care to know, and they don't want to know, because they're not there to serve you. They're there to destroy you, to destroy your rights, to take away your rights. That's why they're there. So why would you need to study anything about being the Interior Secretary? Why would you need to know anything about minerals, about what it takes to be the Interior Secretary? Because your job isn't to serve the American people. Your job, as hired by Democrats, is to steal their rights and turn us over to Communist China without firing a shot. That's your job. So you don't need to know your rear end from a hole in the ground. And that is Deb Haaland. I should probably, well, what the hell? We've got 2 hours, don't we, kids? Got Brandon Straka coming up at the bottom of the hour and Laura Trump at the top of next hour. But let me tell you what I experienced on Twitter yesterday, the equivalent. This is who the Democrat Party is. This is who they are. And it's just like in Soviet Russia. These people are dumb. Just like Xi Jinping's Communist China, they got to rip off everything that they have. They got to steal it. Thieves are dumb. Because if they weren't dumb, they'd be smart enough to earn a living, create things instead of steal things and burn things down. Here's Deb Haaland, the Interior Secretary, again, a typical Democrat. This is a typical Democrat. This is who they are, the level of intelligence they have in government, living up to Joe Biden's mental acuity.
So, Madam Secretary, is it your policy that critical minerals should be sourced from countries that are stewards of the environment, like the U.S. and our allies, or sourced from Russia and China that don't share our same values?
For those of you who are Democrats, what the congressman is asking the Interior Secretary is, do you think it'd be wise for America, with all of our EPA safeguards and all of our protections for the environment, to go after our resources like natural gas and oil and minerals and such, rather than allow China to do it, which, by the way, China rapes the environment with the full support of Democrats. Mother Russia rapes the environment, full support of Democrats. Iran rapes the environment, full support of Democrats. Why? Because they're enemies of America. Let's get things straight and important now.
Congressman, what I'll say is the president is committed
pretty much a yes and no. It's your policy, madam.
Our policy is to work to make sure we have the best.
I'll take that as a maybe.
A complete dumbass. Sorry. But that's what Democrats believe in. She's there to implement the DIE agenda, diversity, inclusion, equity, to sow permanent divisions into the United States of America so we will fall, which is precisely what Democrats did yesterday.
So are you aware that China produces more emissions than any other country on the planet?
I have probably read that somewhere.
Are you also aware that China produces 90% of the world's plastic from four rivers?
I will take that as.
You also are aware that China is the biggest offender on illegal fishing?
Thank you, Chair.
She has no idea. My job isn't to protect America from China. My job is to destroy America, says Deb Haaland. the affirmative action hire for Beijing Biden. The clueless, head up her rear end, no sense whatsoever, no common sense whatsoever hire of Joe Biden, which, by the way, folks, it's not just, I don't mean to pick on Deb Haaland. They're all like this.
Department of Interior report on critical minerals dated December 17.
December 17th of 2020.
No, you idiot. He said December 17, 2017, you moron.
2017. I have not read that full report from 2017.
Are you aware that China controls by proxy production the supply chain of critical minerals that are critical to both the EV world and defense?
For those of you who are Democrats, EV is short for electric vehicle, which is what your silly side is trying to impose on the country right now.
Thank you for that information.
Are you aware by multiple studies that in order to satisfy the present requirements of EV and critical minerals to defense, it would take an increase of 2,000% of mining for 20 years? Are you aware of that?
Thank you for the information.
Oh, my Lord.
Are you also aware that northern Minnesota is home to those critical minerals that are necessary for EV and our Defense Department?
I think there are critical minerals across our country.
I think there are critical minerals. Hey, Russell, breaking news. Deb Haaland says, I think there are critical minerals across our country. Any fifth grader knows
that. She's such a dumb arse.
Oh, my Lord. Can you believe these people that they've inflicted like a cancer upon us? You Democrats are a cancer on the planet and on this country. So I want to be very, very clear. And I'm not going to do the Thank God It's Friday song today. Because we ought to be praying to God. Look at what they've done to us. The indictment of President Trump. And folks, I want you to think, whenever you see these trolls on social media who are saying, yeah, they're going to indict, they're going to indict him, going to get Trump. I want you to think of Deb Haaland. Those people on Twitter are even more stupid, vacuous, and uninformed than the Interior Secretary is. Why? Because they don't care. They don't care. They want to burn America down. They want to burn down our protections just so they can take us out. The Democrats have fired the first shots in permanently dividing the United States of America. I don't know if anybody wants to comment on this. 2-8-1-5-5-8-5-7-3-8, 2-8-1-5-5-8-KSEV. TNT Radio, you have your own numbers to call. I'll take all comers. Left wing, right wing, center, next on the Chris Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Chris Smith.
Well, we're beginning to learn more about the impacts of COVID and all vaccines on the human body thanks to several embalmers across the world. Now, these funeral directors are now observing many large and abnormal clots inside the corpses they treat and are beginning to speak out, thankfully.
One of the main things for me was very early on in 2020 as a funeral director, I took a phone call, and this would have been about March time, from a guy called John. He said that he worked for a government-sponsored company, and that company, I believe, was called Pandemic Resilience. He started steering me almost immediately, and straight away this guy would insist this guy was COVID. And I kind of said, well, why? You know, I've told you the circumstances. And he said, well, that we've been instructed that one person died from COVID in that facility. And this is a 350-bed facility, you know, it's huge. So he said that we've been instructed to label every person that dies in that facility a COVID death. Yeah, it was a joke.
Chris Smith on TNT Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is Jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. One reason people tune in to TNT Radio is often because they're loyal to a specific show or personality. Our personalities have been a part of people's daily routine, and people continue to tune in.
They trust TNT Radio
and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Because our American Republic is crumbling right before our eyes. I remember talking to, well, several Republicans, but in particular, my conversation with the Attorney General of Texas stands out. This is our burden, isn't it? The conservatives and the Republicans want to preserve America. The other side, the Democrats, the leftists, the socialists want to destroy it. So we play by the rules and they don't. Simple fact right there. Who's going to save us? Mitch McConnell? The panty waste, John Cornyn? Who's going to represent you? It's about time the American people woke up. The people of Texas woke up. This government is now committed to destroying our republic. This government, headed by socialists and Marxists in the Democrat Party, they have infiltrated the DOJ, they have infiltrated the State Department, they have infiltrated the FBI. They are committed to making sure that our protections are gone. So they have fired the first shots in permanently dividing the United States of America. And they have succeeded in their mission. No one understand. That was their mission. Permanent division, a suspension of the Constitution, a suspension of your rights. That's been their goal at the behest of communist China and the worldwide left. Let's go to Florida first. Hello, Lee. I am glad you waited. You want to speak on the Trump indictment? Go ahead.
Well, I was also going to answer the call from yesterday. The guy had no hope and he was thinking to we're headed to civil war, and you know the thing that we have to look at is Nigel Farage and the British exit from the European Union, and there was no civil war there, but it was a very big political war, and they continued to attack Theresa May and Boris, and all the rest of the Republicans, and so there is a way out that's peaceful without war, but it's going to cost a lot. And, you know, I also want to congratulate you on getting back on Newsmax, on DirecTV. And so there's hope there, too, you know, because, you know, a lot of people lost a lot of hope when that happened just 2 months ago.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Thank you for the call, my friend. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to make a difference. Because in all honesty, my friends, This is a dark day in U.S. history. This is, you're going to be able to, if you have, or if you're able to have grandchildren, if you're able to have children, because the Democrats are adopting so many of China's and Soviet Russia's tactics and mindsets, you may be prohibited from having children in the future by rule of law. But those of you who are allowed to have offspring, maybe as slave labor for Sheila Jackson Lee or slave labor for Al Green or slave labor for the Democrat Socialist Party, which will be actually the Communist Party, if you're allowed to have children as slave labor, you'll be able to tell them the day that the American experiment ended. You'll be able to tell them what happened, the genesis of it. And it will be this day. Folks, this is, as I started out the program, DeSantis recognizes this isn't about Trump. President Trump recognizes. I think he came out last night and said, this is way beyond just me. This is existential threat to the United States of America launched by the American left. Anybody who's a left winger who supports this agenda has now revealed themselves, like Nancy Pelosi. She's in full-throated support of these permanent divisions. Full-throated support. She's identified herself as an enemy of our system of government, an enemy of the U.S. Constitution, Nancy Pelosi. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And I say that with full knowledge that Beijing Biden called me his enemy for wanting free and fair elections. He called me his enemy. So that's why I'm free to use the terminology. I am not in favor of disarming, rhetorically or otherwise, in the face of an enemy who is willing to use that type of language. I do not sanction surrendering like John Cornyn, surrendering like Mitch McConnell. Well, just because Biden calls us his enemy, that's not helpful. I'm not going to do that. Sorry, Mitch McConnell. In this case, we have no other choice. We have no other choice. Sure, you can surrender like you've been doing. But that's why Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden will go down in the annals of history as one of the leading architects of the destruction of this country. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show. I'm pleased you waited on KSEV and TNT Radio.
I just got a couple quick comments. One of them is I got to agree with you, but my take is that this latest indictment of Trump is just a twist of the knife in America's back. Joe Biden is dead set on destroying America. He said it. He said you got to destroy it first before you build it back better. What I wonder is, when they build it back better, what are we going to be called? China 2? Also, another thing. I'm 70 years old and terrible health. I can't get my drugs. What is he doing about the shortages of everything that we have in America here? I don't think he's doing anything.
The answer is nothing, sir.
Nothing.
Because you are not important. Remember, it was Barack Hussein Obama, who, by the way, runs the Biden regime. It was Barack Hussein Obama who came up with the prescription for folks like you who are advanced in years and who are looking for medications, who are looking for perhaps surgeries. He said, you know, those surgeries are pretty expensive, so we might want to just think about managing the end of your life, said Barack Hussein Obama. That's how communists operate. They look at you, well, if you can't work anymore and you can't contribute to what the commissars believe you ought to be doing, then you're expendable. So the answer to your question is, what is Joe Biden doing? The answer is nothing, sir. What are the Democrats doing? What is Sheila Jackson Lee and Al Green and Lizzie Fletcher doing to help people like you? The answer is nothing, sir, because you are their last concern.
I agree with you, but I call him Joe O'Biden because I believe he's a true puppet of that other fool. What is it, Obama?
Yeah, well, I think everything, and actually we have Obama on tape admitting that his staff is the one running Beijing Biden. He admitted, and everybody knows and everybody can see that Joe Biden doesn't have the mental acuity of a tick. So we understand who's actually running the show. Soros, Obama, the worldwide left, the CCP. We understand who's running the show. And understand those people have a mindset, and you can see them on Twitter, every left winger. They don't care. They don't care. They will bastardize any rule of law. They believe that it's their job to use government to take out their political opposition. And seeing as how you don't agree with them, gee, they just might have to withhold your meds. They just might have to use your medical care because they control it now as a mechanism to get you under control. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Brandon Straka is up next, then top of the hour, Laura Trump. Keep it right here and keep on calling. What do you folks make of this? I mean, it's just your country, just your rights. President Trump indicted, and as a result, united no more. The Democrats have fired the first shots in permanently dividing the United States of America. Formerly United States of America. Your reactions, Brandon Straka, up next on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
What time is it?
Now, TNT Radio News.
You know what time it is.
Yeah. Time to read some news.
Matt Boylan here with a look at your TNT headlines. Authorities in the U.S. are bracing for violence after former U.S. President Donald Trump was officially indicted on Thursday. Washington has urged Americans who are living in or traveling to Russia to leave the country immediately after a US reporter was arrested on suspicion of espionage. And Britain has announced it'll start using artificial intelligence to detect foreign threats that it says are often overlooked by humans.
Wokeness is infiltrating churches and people don't really know what's hitting them.
Critical race theory assumes that racism is everywhere, it is in everything. These ideologies have crept into the church.
I have grown up with this invisible kind of bag of privilege.
And I know, as a white pastor, I have blind spots.
Reparations fits into the scope of the gospel.
It's a racist worldview. You're swimming in reason.
The social justice warriors say, if you're white, you are racist. And if you say that you are not a racist, then you have to be a white supremacist.
I see within evangelicalism today an attack on the very gospel itself.
Social justice doesn't have to do with justice, it has to do with Marxism.
Wokeness is now the dominant academic paradigm on many university and college campuses.
Many of our Christian universities have fallen prey.
I went to an all-black school, raised in a black context. Everything was oppression. White people are racist, cops can't be trusted, and this world is not for us, it's against us. We felt like the government owed us. I have a family, I have children, and I don't have a job. I was just, it was at the darkest point in my life.
Because I was white, would we have to divorce and separate due to my skin color?
Christianity enables people to find forgiveness and redemption. However, Marxism is completely vindictive.
There is no redeemer and there is no redemption in the religion of anti-racism.
I believe that the evangelical church today is going to have to make a decision. Are we going to submit to the culture or are we going to remain true to the faith and take the consequences?
How the left is stealing your church. The invasion of the gospel of woke at salemnow.com.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Well, they did it. They indicted President Trump. And this is a problem for us, and this is going to be a problem for the United States and our longevity and how much longer this country is around as a united country. These are permanent divisions. And it's going to be a huge, massive problem. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, only if you're a conservative or somebody who believes and loves the United States. For those who hate the United States, hate our Constitution, hate our liberties and freedom, this is a blessing. This is a blessing. This is the fulfillment of everything you've ever wanted to do. Of course, I'm talking to you Democrats. I'm talking to you Never Trump Republicans. I'm talking to all of you who are willing to sacrifice the very fabric of the United States just to go after one man because he had the temerity and the gall to put America first. And this isn't the first indication we've had of the slide in our system Brandon Straka. He is the founder of the hashtag walkaway movement. And Brandon is actually a veteran of left-wing abuses of power. He describes himself as a former liberal. He's a gay man. And he is now an outspoken, converted conservative. And Brandon Straka joins me now. Sir, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris.
Trump indicted. What are your thoughts?
It sickens me. It truly sickens me. I think that every time the Democrats do something that I think is more brazen than the thing before, and I think, wow, we've sunk lower and lower and lower. It's like it sickens me, but it also doesn't surprise me at the same time. And in this weird way, there's this tiny part of me that also feels this little bit of relief because I've been seeing this firsthand now for over 2 years. And, when this was happening to a lot of people connected with January 6th, it's like the media wasn't really covering it on both sides, not enough. And it was so difficult to try to get the word out about what was happening, the weaponization of the justice system. At least when something like this happens to President Trump, people finally start really paying attention to how bad things have gotten.
You know, Molly Hemingway yesterday on Fox, she was part of the panel. And she said this in the Stalin era in Mother Russia, in Stalinist Russia, there was a saying, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. This is how Soviets, this is how communists take out their political opposition. They accuse their opponents of a crime. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. It doesn't really matter. The person will be charged. The person will be convicted as a mechanism to remove them and jail them. And this is exactly where the Democrat Party is going. And by the way, you can see this, Brandon, with the Democrat Party's anonymous adherents on Twitter. They're in full-throated support of using the justice system as a weapon because they can no longer debate. They no longer wish to be Americans. They no longer wish to be free. Or they wish to be free, but they don't want us to be free. And you experienced, as you said, with the January 6th persecution and the denial of due process rights and the denial of justice there, correct?
Absolutely. And I think that phrase applies to me as well. The show me the man, I'll show you the crime. In my case, people knew I was there because I stood outside the building and I shot a video. I was outside of the east side of the Capitol for 8 minutes. I didn't witness anybody breaking windows or fighting with police officers or anything like that. I shot a video for 8 minutes and then somebody came outside the building and said, they've cleared Congress, everybody leave. And so I turned around and I left and I posted my video to Twitter. And then I was very shocked 2 weeks later when an FBI SWAT raided my apartment at dawn, got me out of bed, put me in handcuffs, started stripping my apartment of phones, computers, iPads, camera equipment, storage, hard drives, things like that. And they took me to jail, and I sat in jail for 2.5 days before I got out. And there was like a laundry list of crimes that they accused me of or charged me with. And I ultimately ended up taking a misdemeanor plea deal to be able to get through the case. But that's exactly how I felt. I mean, they put out like an 8-page charging document on that 8 minutes I spent outside of the Capitol. And in that, they went on and on and on about, oh, he's got a large audience. He has a lot of influence. He started this walkaway movement. He used to be a Democrat. He walked away. And it was very, very clear.
Wasn't that your crime? Can I stop you there? Wasn't that your crime? Is that you were once a Democrat and then you left the Democrat Party? And as you know, in the Soviet Union, they built walls to keep people in. As you know, in communist China, they don't allow you to not be a communist. If you don't want to be a communist, guess what? You're in jail and you're intimidated and you're threatened and coerced. Isn't that your crime that you let as an influential member of the gay community, you left the Democrats and that really was your crime, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was a dual crime. I think I left the Democrats and then I also supported Donald Trump. Yeah. And I voted for Trump and I encouraged other people to vote for Donald Trump. And so I think it was a 2-for-1. But yeah, I think that the fact that I did that, and people were listening to what I was saying. And, you know, we had the receipts in the walkaway campaign. We had people making videos, telling stories, talking about how they could no longer abide by what the Democratic Party has become. And they needed to take the entire thing out. And that kind of became their excuse for doing it. You know, after they arrested me, they banned the walkaway campaign from Facebook. You know, we had, at that point, we had like 511,000 people who had joined. We had literally like tens of thousands of videos and written testimonials, and there was no reason. There was literally no reason. We woke up one day shortly after January 6th, and my employees, my volunteers, we all had messages saying that we were banned from Facebook and that the walkaway campaign was permanently banned from Facebook. No information about any kind of violation or rule that we broke, nothing.
Yeah, and now we know that the federal government was colluding with big tech, using taxpayer resources to silence people like you. Now we know just how deep the deep state runs. And actually, I think maybe we're only discovering the tip of the iceberg, that our Department of Injustice, our State Department, our FBI is filled with individuals in the leadership position roles who are dedicated to communism, who are dedicated to this totalitarian view of government, that the people don't have rights, that they must be managed. And it's sad to see our once great nation, which was a beacon of freedom in the world, fall, isn't it?
It's horrifying. And, you know, I actually happen to be in Florida right now. I'm here on a business trip. So last night, one of my colleagues and I headed over to Mar-a-Lago just because we wanted to see what the scene was like outside. And there were a number of people that were gathering in support of President Trump, but there was also one woman who showed up, and she stood near the Trump supporters, and she was holding a sign that basically said F around and find out. And, you know, she was dancing around and she was celebrating that Trump had been indicted. And so I crossed the street and I interviewed her on camera, and it turns out she's an attorney. This woman is a lawyer who apparently went to college.
Good grief.
And I started asking her why she was so excited about this. And she started rattling off the talking points of why all the things Trump has done. And then she started getting into things like January 6th. And she said, you know, and he's responsible for all of those police officers who were killed on January 6th. And I said, who was killed on January 6th? And she started, every word coming out of her mouth was literally a lie that had been implanted into her brain by CNN or MSNBC. And I thought to myself, this is probably an intelligent woman. But I look into her eyes and they're vacant. There's nothing there. And it truly is this sort of very frightening mind virus that's taken over these people on the left.
Yeah.
And they've lost all run of themselves. It's a very, very terrifying thing. I do not understand what has happened to these people.
Oh, I completely do. It's propaganda. It's Soviet style. It's China style propaganda. And that's what and you and I both know the facts, that not one police officer paid with his or her life on January 6th because of a rioter. The only person who was killed by violence was Ashley Babbitt, who was shot by a Capitol Police officer, and she was unarmed and a threat to no one. So, That's the truth, but you can't tell it to these left-wingers because of MSNBS and Joyless Reid and that ilk, and then CNN. They were all in propaganda because they abandoned truth, they abandoned journalism in an effort to get Trump because of what he represents, which is, again, America first. Folks, we're talking to Brandon Straka. He is, of course, the leader of the walkaway movement, hashtag walkaway movement. Look, I've got to ask you about the QAnon shaman. It took us over two years to unravel the fake narrative over news of January 6th, right? And even after seeing the video that was released to only one host on one network, even after seeing the video, these left-wing nut jobs refuse to give up their narrative because they so desire to hate Trump and conservatives and those of us who want to breathe free. But the QAnon shaman has been released early under the weight of the actual happenings at the Capitol. What's your take?
Well, I'm glad to see that he's out there, but I just want to remind people too that not to be distracted by one shiny thing that's dangling in front of them. Because I've been trying to say now for years, you know, what Jacob Chansley's story is just one of hundreds of people who have gone through this experience with the mm-hmm. Department of Justice.
Yep.
And his happened to be highlighted on television, and thank God. But that doesn't mean now we've righted the wrongs of January 6th or that somehow everything is okay. I mean, there are hundreds of Jacob Chansleys that are still rotting in prison, that are still going through being dragged through the criminal justice system, that are going to spend more time in prison after their trials. It's insane. I mean, it's really nuts. And I can tell you firsthand, the lengths that they will go to charge you with things that you did not do, to accuse you of things you didn't say or you didn't do. And basically, you're put in a position where you end up saying, okay, do I want to go before a D.C. judge and a D.C. jury and risk years of my life in federal prison for nothing? Or am I willing to just take a plea deal and essentially sign the narrative, their narrative of the events that happened that day? I mean, that's the position that people are being put in.
That's
and
right.
Some people are going to trial, but it's not turning out well.
Yeah, and you know what? They are being denied due process rights. There is no justice system when it comes to those who are accused in the January 6th riot. And there was a riot. Let's be clear about that. And they do deserve to be prosecuted if they trespassed or they broke a window or something like that. But we have BLM rioters who looted and burned businesses who were never charged for what they did. And it shows you what the agenda of the now perverted justice system is. If you're a left winger and you believe in suppressing rights and freedom, then you get off scot-free because those who are in charge have that same mindset. The last thing I want to ask you about, because and you're very vocal and upfront, you are a converted conservative and you're a gay man. I want you to address somebody who got on the job the first day as press secretary to the occupier of the Oval Office and said, Her qualifications, what qualified her for a job is that she was gay, she was black, she was an immigrant, and she was a woman. And she wanted accolades that she checked all of those boxes. And here's what this gay, black, woman, immigrant, foreign national had to say in the wake of six Christians being gunned down in Nashville. Listen to what she said just yesterday. My computer's thinking. Hold on.
And so it is shameful. It is disturbing. And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
So six Christians are slaughtered, three of them children. And Karine Jean-Pierre, the spokesperson for Beijing Biden, says the trans community is under attack.
No, it's disgusting. And you were talking a moment ago about BLM and, you know, what happened in 2020. It happened yesterday again. I mean, the comparison to January 6th, we had transgender people going into Capitol buildings all across the country. I saw footage of people shoving into police officers, disturbing official proceedings. These are all things that J6ers were charged with. People that are going to prison for years for January 6th, there's absolutely a double standard that's coming out of this White House as it pertains to minority classes. You know, if you're black, brown, LGBT, if you're trans, you know, it's like anything goes, and the Democrats have become completely lawless. But if you're a Christian or you're a conservative or you're, you know, a white person who voted for Donald Trump, they want to throw the book at us and lock us up and throw away the key. And that's why I think what happened to Trump is so disturbing, because they're sending a very loud and clear message to all of us. We're willing to do it to him. We're willing to do it to any of you.
Right.
And this has got to be stopped.
That's why we said the Democrats have fired the first shots in permanently dividing the United yes. States. Brandon Strzok, everybody, is the founder of the hashtag WalkAway movement. Make sure you check it out. Now, are you back on social media? Where can they go if they want to find you?
Yeah, absolutely. People can follow me on Twitter at Brandon Strzok, Straka. I'm on Facebook, True Social, Getter, YouTube, Rumble. And we actually just launched our own social platform, WalkAway Social, for people to tell their stories about walking away from the Democratic Party. That's on Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and the web, walkawaysocial.com. Everyone should sign up and take a look at these stories. They're amazing.
Brandon, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chris.
Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSCB. All right, folks, went a little long on that one because Brandon had a lot to say. He's, you know, the J6ers were the first ones to get the Trump treatment, right? And you guys heard him. Yesterday, trans activists were doing exactly what January 6ers did. And nobody arrested, nobody charged, because that's okay with Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray's FBI. I'll be right back. Your calls, and don't forget Laura Trump, top of the hour. Chris Salcedo's show on TNT Radio and the Voice of Texas.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
On Monday morning came word of the shooting at the Convent Elementary School in Nashville, Tennessee. Six people slaughtered, including 3 9-year-olds, by a biological woman who attended that school and identified as a male until she was shot to death by police. In other words, the shooter was a trans. And as the Daily Wire reports, the shooting came the same week that transgender activists had promoted a day of vengeance. They say the group, which is run in part by a former Democratic staffer from Virginia, also raised money for firearms training and specifically called for action in Nashville, the city where the shooting took place. The main Day of Vengeance event is scheduled to occur in D.C. on Saturday, when attendees are asked to show up masked at the Supreme Court. The webpage promoting the event, the Trans Radical Activist Network, says the time is now, and it quotes a participant in the Stonewall riot saying, "I remember when someone threw a Molotov cocktail. I thought, my God, the revolution is here." Let's hope, folks, that the DOJ and the FBI are on top of this and will shut it down before we see more death and destruction. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
The Anglo-American-led wars in Afghanistan and Iraq were justified as a war on terror following 9/11. But what if the official 9/11 narrative is a lie? Just like Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction or his human shredding machine. There's another side to 9/11 which the mainstream media won't expose. The official 9/11 narrative would have you believe planes crashing into the World Trade Center's Twin Towers led to their collapse. But do you know that World Trade Center Building 7 collapsed on the same day, September 11, 2001? It was a 47-story skyscraper. It collapsed in under 7 seconds at 5:20 p.m., yet no plane crashed into it. A carefully planned controlled demolition would explain such a collapse, which occurred at close to free fall speed.
Late this afternoon, just before 5:30 p.m., the number 7 building at the World Trade Center also collapsed.
TNT Radio will cover this story to find the actual perpetrators of the 9/11 attacks.
The ones that matter most are the children. There is a special place in South Dakota, a place of hope, love, safety, and opportunity for Native American children. This place is St. Joseph's Indian School. Here, we preserve traditions, provide Lakota kids a safe place to learn, attend to the mind, body, heart, and spirit of every child in our care.
As a father, I feel very good about leaving my kids here, and they have way more opportunities here.
I can come on campus and I can feel the good vibes, and the children, they can really grow.
Together, we are giving Lakota children brighter futures and a proud connection to their past. To learn more, go to helplakotakids.org. today.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck,
funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Mercy Ships is launching a new hospital ship to provide free surgeries to the forgotten poor. But we urgently need 3,000 volunteers to serve in all positions. To learn more, visit mercyships.org/volunteer.
Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And, you know, I think it's an understatement to call this a dark day. I firmly believe this is the beginning of irreparable damage to the United States of America. The other side, not to be too Star Wars about this, but the shroud of the dark side has fallen. They've shown us who they are, what they value. All you need to do is to go on Twitter and see what the average Democrat thinks. The average uninformed, clueless Democrat, and what they're willing to do. They are willing to take away your rights. They are willing to put you in jail for the crime of opposing them. President Trump has been indicted on a misdemeanor charge that the statute of limitations has run out, and that Alvin Bragg, a leftist Soros-funded communist, has decided to resurrect with a federal charge that the feds looked at and declined to charge. And they're going to try to make it stick. Why? Because we can never allow, this is them thinking, we can never allow an America First president ever again. And because Joe Biden has been a colossal socialist Marxist screw up, with his lips firmly planted on the rear end of Xi Jinping, as have the Democrats. Every Democrat has been kissing the butt of the dictator of China, 65 of them going on record voting against holding China accountable. We know who these people are. We know who they are. It is they who have fired the first shots. It is they who have instituted permanent divisions in this country. What I think the states need to be asking is, what will the states do about this? The states created the federal government, which now has grown beyond the consent of the governed, which is no longer adhering to the consent of the governed. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Steve, I've got 2.5 minutes. They're all yours.
Good morning, Brother Chris. You know, once again, one of my long-winded responses, please go with me.
2.5 minutes. I can't control the clock. Go.
There you go. So my question is, what's the end game? It's always, what's the end game? So let me lay the table. There's your question. Here are the current moves on the board. We've got a trans, vestite, confused lesbian on psychiatric medications, goes in and massacres 3 children and 3 adults. That's followed by the Trans Day of Vengeance and them posting photographs of themselves with scary-looking guns that Democrats want to call assault weapons and threatening violence. We throw into that mix, of course, the persecution of Donald J. Trump and this current indictment. So there's a few things right there on the table. What do these follow? They follow the FP lie, heavy emphasis on the lie, and the Department of Justice under Mary Garland telling the country for years that white men, Christians, and people who remain loyal to the former United States of America and reject the concept of this usurping coup regime are the biggest threats and terrorists in America. But they couldn't find any, so the FBI invented things. And now the injustice, department tells us they have more than 1,000 people yet to be arrested. I think this trans day of justice, you know, the FBI lying in justice will never do anything about it, and the indictment of Trump are nothing more than an incitement to get people to remain loyal to the United States of America.
Yes, right there. To fill those spots. Steve, very good. You got it under 2.5 minutes. Yes, that the FBI wants you to fill those spots. That they're saying, oh, there are 1,000 people we still need to arrest for J6. Anybody who comes out in protests for President Trump will occupy those slots in the FBI's gulag. Laura Trump, next.